presently, but we'll know it more fully in time to come yet. For this morning's opening, we have a medley of scriptures and songs to sing. And I think for the duration of the devotional, I just invite everyone to stand. I'll be reading from Book of Revelation, a number of passages about heavenly worship. I invite you to follow along. In Revelation 4, starting in verse 8, "And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Shall we sing the chorus, "Thou art worthy"?
Thou art worthy.
Indeed, he is worthy. And some of these scriptures I was reminded with the passing of two people that we have known or related to, with Julia's passing and Eldon's passing. I don't know what they're experiencing now. What happens after the final resurrection? What is their experience now? I don't know. But my mind was drawn to some of this heavenly worship. Revelation 5, 8 to 14. "And when he, the Lamb, had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made unto us and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever." So we sing song number 187.
Come let us sing the song of songs, the same.
Amen. He is worthy. In Revelation 7, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Over in chapter 11, starting in verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Song number 179. I was thinking of the Alleluia chorus, and some thought that might have been a little ambitious this morning. So we'll sing number 179.
Who saves you by his grace and grace.
And that song will never cease, forever and ever, singing his praises. In Revelation 7, starting in verse 13, "And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Back in Revelation 19, the first 9 verses. "And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rose up for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia! And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Can we say that together? Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Again, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. The invitation is for all to be a part of the bride. We are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and it is for those who have made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. It's sort of hard to think physically when you think of something becoming white through blood. But that's what happens in the spiritual realm when our sins are washed in the blood of the Lamb. They become white as snow. And our response should be to adore our Lord. Sing song number 188.
Thank you.
Father, this morning we just acknowledge your worthiness. You are the Almighty One. You are the one who reigns forever and ever. And thank you that you give us the opportunity to be your servants, your children, your subjects presently. And we look forward to being gathered around your throne, worshiping and praising you throughout all eternity. You truly are worthy, O Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.